Okay, yeah, I started in April 3rd, 2008. To be really particular, 1329 in the afternoon, which in civilian terms is 129. I'm doing this walk for veterans' health care, veterans' benefits, but also in like, commemoration for the recently fallen troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. I had lost buddies at both places. And also, as a personal note, to meet people from the different regions that I go through. And I try to meet with pretty much every governor of the states I go through. As a real local thing, I try to meet with the mayors and any kind of veteran organization or VA or anything like that that's in the area.
So has this been one continuous trip or several trips?
One continuous trip, and it will be until I finish.
So what's the goal you're trying to get to?
Well, there's really no goal. As per miles, there's really no set amount of mileage I'll go.
Okay, well, when you say until you finish, when will you know you've finished?
When I step on the very step I stepped off of, that's when I finish.
Okay, so you're just sort of, are you traveling with a specific route in mind? Are you just, what are you aiming for?
I do have a, it's not a set route, but it's a basic route that I follow. And that's basically the main interstates. And I try not to walk on the interstates if I don't have to. But my routes, like in the southern part here, is based on the I-10. And it ends in Jacksonville, Florida, which is where I'll end my southern leg and start going up the East Coast. And I-95 on the East Coast is the basic route, but I won't be on that road. I'll be on the smaller, like Highway 1 out there on the East Coast.
So are you still on your way out, or are you on your way back?
I'm not at my halfway mark yet. That will be around the Florida area, pretty much around the Panhandle and Tallahassee, in that area. That will be pretty much a guesstimation. That will be the exactly in the middle of my walk.
Okay, but you said you started in
Montana.
Okay, but
my hometown, Ashland, Montana.
Well, and is there a specific significance to the amount of time you plan to walk? Or, I mean, how you've been walking since 2008, so yeah. How many years left do you think you still are going to be walking?
It could be another 5. There's no significance for the time that it's going to take me. The significance is that I will continue until I finish, basically. If there's any significance in that, that's what it would be, I guess.
And you will have finished once you...
Well, when I finish is when I get back to Montana, where I started.
Okay.
That will be the finish. I'm Cheyenne, Northern Cheyenne. So I'll be walking across my reservation towards the end. I'll actually get to, like, the Custer Little Bighorn Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll meet some of my tribe there, and also probably the Crow tribe in that area. They're veterans, and as I hear so far, some of the youth will be walking that last part with me.
That's wonderful. I know that I had wondered, because I saw that you had gone to honor some Native American servicemen. That was in the little press release they sent. So,
yes.
I think that it's... people just don't know how integral the Native Americans have been in the services.
Yeah, I know per capita, Natives have put more young men and women into service than any other race. Per capita, we have the most warriors that have been honored with medals and whatnot.
Because you're skilled, right?
No. Pretty much, I guess.
I was staying on the Navajo reservation for a while, and that sort of just opened my eyes. I think it's really impressive what you're doing servicemen in general, I don't think, are recognized enough. But also, I think it's really good to have someone being a positive example that Native American youth can look up to.
Yes. I will have some interviews with, like, some of the magazines that some Natives put out. But it's for the youth, pretty much, to kind of, you know, kind of give them a little motivation, a little inspiration type of thing.
Did anything specific inspire you to take this trip?
Honestly, when I first thought of doing it, it was in 1998. I was still in the Marine Corps. And I was just wondering at that point, you know, we were doing some mock ambush operations on Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And I was journaling, and it just popped into my head, you know, if it was a different country and I died, you know, who am I going to die for? You know, who am I sacrificing for? And that's really what I wanted to do at first, was just to meet people in our borders. But then it turned into a lot more bigger thing since Afghanistan and Iraq. So, and also seeing some of the negligence with veterans' healthcare and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And how did you end up in Bryan College Station?
Well, I'm basically passing through. There's a tribe, the Alabama Cushata, by Livingston, that wanted to meet me. And they have a veterans group. And the council, their tribal council, wanted to see me as well. So I'm basically going in that direction.
Now, this doesn't really have to do with this interview, but are you having the chance to hit up the kind of the powwow circuit? I know, didn't that just start up about a month or two ago?
Yes. If I'm in the area and there is some a powwow or whatnot going on, I'll stop in, you know, and say hi and see. You know, it's kind of get that feel of, because I haven't been to powwow recently, so.
One thing I was curious about is how you fulfill your need for relationships and community as you travel. It's such a kind of vagabond lifestyle. Do you keep in contact with your close friends by technology, or how do you meet that need for kind of the spiritual community and relational community?
Well, keeping in contact, especially like with family and friends, it's through Facebook. You know, it's technology, of course. Spiritually, you know, in my language, we call the Great Spirit Mahayo, and he's all around us, or all around me. So whenever I need a prayer or something, you know, I just, you know, do it. And usually, I'm by myself in the middle of nowhere, so it's easier for me to say a prayer or whatnot.
Mm.
And I do carry some native sacred bundles and stuff. Basically, it's like cedar, sweet grass, and all, and that were, you know, given to me from other tribes I've met before. And actually, the Alabama Cushata will be the 83rd tribe I'll meet.
How beautiful! Are you writing a book about your journeys?
I am. I journal, so my books can be based off my journals. One big thing is that a lot of people celebrate Memorial Day or Veterans Day just that one day. They don't realize that freedom isn't free, that some people paid a big price for it, not only just for, you know, being in the service, but, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and some, you know, the ultimate price. But, you know, I believe that Memorial Day is every day. It's not just a one day where you have a cookout.